Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. You know, typically when I arrive back in St. Louis from a trip, my daughter Carmen, or Larry, her husband, will pick me up from the airport. We all go out to dinner, and then I spend the rest of the evening playing with my grandson, Big Tree, until I get both of us in trouble. It happens. Then I spend the night, and Carmen runs me home before she goes to school the next day. She's in nursing school. Last week, after we dropped off Big Tree at school, we dived into one of our ethereal, in-your-face conversations. If you watch the Gilmore Girls, then you know the kind of mother-daughter, fast-paced banter that Carmen and I live and enjoy. Carmen has been after me to take swimming lessons since she was in the third grade. Now, the fact that I don't fear the water at all, yet can't swim, bothers her to no end, and it just drives her nuts. She says I'm like a two-year-old with no fear getting ready to jump off the ledge into the deep water without a life jacket, yet at the same time too afraid to take swimming lessons. I looked at her and I said, "You're becoming more like your daddy every single day." She said, "Thank you." Now my point is not about the swimming lessons that I refuse to take. My point is about the comment I made about her daddy and her response to it. When I make a comment about Carmen's daddy, she should absolutely and without hesitation or reservation take it as a compliment. This is a man that I used to love and who I chose to be my daughter's daddy. I wouldn't even think about invalidating her DNA by saying something ugly about him to her. Children, no matter what age they are, have a way of turning ugly comments that a parent makes about the other parent into, "Well, then I must be like that too." My little Leo cubby will be 26 years old this July, and believe me, the last thing that I will ever do is badmouth her daddy. Whatever issues we had are not hers. Further, I don't believe the phrase, "Well, I can say something bad about him, but you can't." I just think that's a load of bull and certainly creates a very ugly character. Children have an uncanny way of figuring out their parents without our help. Think about the relationship you have or don't have with your parents and all the issues that come with it. You know what I'm talking about. There isn't one person on the planet who will escape the gift of having issues with the parent. And it is a gift, folks. You just have to look for the gift. Again, our children do not need our help figuring out who we are, nor do we need to purposefully add to the issues they're already going to have with us. Every so often I see my first husband at family functions, like weddings or birthday parties, or at a family crisis like a hospital visit or a funeral. As many of you know from reading the main Native American page on my other website, DrStanley.com, my grandson Big Tree is an identical twin, and his brother Nick didn't survive birth. When my friend John, who was Carmen's doctor, came out to get us, my former husband and I went back to see Carmen together. We walked down that long hall side by side together. His mom and dad were there, and so were mine. We were all there, the two of us, both our parents, our daughter, her husband, and both the boys. In the waiting room were our siblings and their spouses. There was not one ounce of animosity between us, and we could coexist together, even if we were not together. That's what we choose. What's done is done. We love our daughter more than we ever loved each other, which is more than enough to make certain that her DNA and her identity is confirmed, no matter what our relationship might look like. Carmen was on purpose, and it matters that she knows that. Which reminds me, I don't find it one bit humorous at all to tell children that they were an oops baby or an accident. There is nothing funny in that statement. Now, why would any parent want their child to think they were a mistake, much less say the words, "You were a mistake"? That is messed up. I mean, that is really messed up. The last time I saw my first husband was at his grandmother's funeral. Carmen and I sat right there with he and his wife, who happens to look just like Phoebe from the TV show Friends and is just cute as ever. I knew his grandmother since he and I were both in the 8th grade together. Now, as far as my second husband, I believe the last time I saw him was at his wedding. Oh, you betcha I'm serious. He lives near Atlanta, Georgia now with his wife, who is a gorgeous Southern belle with a very sweet spirit. In fact, my daughter was in their wedding, and I sat in the first row with his mother and siblings. It's strange, but it's true. His wife handled everything so sweetly, and she just simply introduced me as Carmen's mother. How appropriate and graceful of her. I mean, she really is wonderful. Even more strange, husband number one and I used to even share in holidays with husband number two while Carmen was growing up. We just put her on a plane to Georgia, and husband number two was at the other end with his wife waiting for her. Simple as that. if there was one thing we made certain Carmen knew, and that was her parents certainly did love her, even if we no longer loved each other. It was all okay. Again, it doesn't matter what happened between me and husband number one or number two. What happens is how we handled it then, and how do we handle it now. I don't even call my former husband's exes. It just sounds too negative for me, and I refuse to perceive them as being a negative in my life because I have a wonderful daughter. I feel if I trash them, then who am I? Heck, I picked them both. Certainly not everyone's going to end up with fantastic formers as I have, but we worked at it, even if we didn't work out as a couple. Now, Carmen was on the planet, and that is what mattered. I absolutely believe disconnected couples can coexist on the planet, and it's up to us to make it that way, especially when children are involved, no matter what age they might be. They're still our babies. I purposefully choose to make my life enjoyable. I purposefully choose to still see the wonderful qualities in both men. Now, folks, I'm not meaning to sugarcoat this because it did take some work. After all, they're still former husbands. We covered a lot of hurt in both those relationships. But someone had to do what I call weenie out and just bite the bullet. Someone had to maintain the sanity and drive the boat in the direction that it needed to be. I believe the person that weenies out is actually the stronger person. And believe me, it takes a lot of strength when you really just want to crack a former in the head and make him feel pain and maybe even draw a little blood. I think you know what I mean. It just may show up differently than we expected. I firmly believe this because I've done it. Relationship splits do not feel good, folks, whether you're single or coupled up. I mean, it feels horrible, but it doesn't always have to be that way. When I say that I don't have time to adopt an angry and vindictive nature, I'm serious. I can't imagine spending my time on the planet with that type of disposition. Not to mention angry and vindictive people are fairly easy to spot on any given day. Folks, you just can't cover up that kind of ugliness with nice clothes, makeup, or cologne. I suppose over the last week or so, I've been on this relationship kick, and that's just the presence of Venus moving through the signs. And it just makes us all a little bit more self-absorbed about our own love life and entertain the thought, now what do I do about this relationship? In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinada gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.